what people are talking about.
Let me hit you with some knowledge.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Well, to now it's time for our very popular session where you get to send in answers, either call in or email, and we answer your questions. But before I get to that, I want to remind everyone about next month's fabulous lineup of guests. We're starting off the month on December 9th with Susie Castillo, Miss USA 2003, who will be talking to us about transitioning from the pageant industry to the entertainment industry. It's very exciting. And she'll also be talking to us about her new book, which is available. And then we'll also be talking with Jonathan Kane, the pageant designer who was featured originally on Project Runway and now has his own fabulous line of pageant gowns that you can order and some great shoes too. And then at the end of the month, we'll be wrapping up with an in-depth interview with Kirsten Hoglund, Miss America. It's a fabulous interview. It's the most in-depth interview she's done, and it's very exciting, and I'll know you'll want to listen to that. So check back in December for our exciting group of guests that we'll be showing and listening to. Well, let's go to our first email question, which comes to us from Jillian in New York. Jillian says, I'm competing in a pageant in March and have already signed up and paid my entry fee. Now I find out that there are additional fees for a required ad page and ticket sales. I don't want to pay any of these additional fees. Can I get my entry fee back? Well, Jillian, without knowing your specific pageant, I feel pretty comfortable in saying that you probably cannot get your entry fee back. Most pageants, once the entry fee is paid, will not refund your entry fee. So it's really, really important that before you're thinking of signing up for the pageant, that you look at the entry fee as well as any other required fees, such as required ticket sales, ad pages, if you have to buy a required opening number outfit, a required fitness attire. Sometimes there can be some fees that aren't originally listed in the entry fee, and I like to call these hidden fees because they're fees you typically find out, Jillian, after you signed up. So as a proactive step when you're considering a pageant, make sure you ask the director, are there any required fees in addition to the entry fee for things like ad page, ticket sales, pageant wardrobe, those kinds of things. But I have to tell you, generally speaking, you cannot get your entry fee back once it has been paid. There are a few pageants that if you're unable to compete in the pageant due to an emergency or like a job-related conflict, your job now requires you to work the weekend of the pageant, sometimes they will allow you to apply that entry fee towards next year's pageant. That's not assumed. It's really at the director's discretion, but sometimes they will allow you to do that, Jillian. But I have to say that generally speaking, once you've paid your fee, you're not going to be able to get it back. So sorry, that's not a better answer for you, Jillian, but good luck, and I hope you'll keep us posted on your pageant success. Well, let's go to the phones, where we have a call from Kitty, who has some questions about interview questions in Talk Radio. Kitty.
Hi, Valerie. I was wondering if when I enter different pageant systems, are the answer guidelines for my questions supposed to, you know, be the same, or do I cater to the pageant I'm entering?
That's a great question, Kitty, because different systems do kind of emphasize different things, don't they? For example, some pageant systems really emphasize community service, either your own personal platform or they emphasize the pageant's platform. And then there are other pageants that aren't a platform pageant and don't really emphasize community service. So the rules of thumb here, Kitty, are pretty basic. First of all, always be honest and truthful. You need to answer in an honest and truthful way. You don't want to ever make anything up that isn't real. For example, if you were entering a platform pageant and needed to talk about community service, don't be talking about community service that you really haven't done, because it's going to be obvious and they're going to know. The second thing that you need to do is try to tailor your answers, as you say, cater to the particular pageant system. So, for example, if they said, what did you do this summer, right, that might be a question. If it was a platform pageant that really emphasized community service, and let's pretend that that was a really important aspect of their website and the information they had sent you, you wouldn't just say, well, I visited my grandmother for a week, and then I went down to the beach and hung out for 2 or 3 weeks and got a really great tan, and then I spent the rest of the time, you know, laying around in bed and being lazy. I mean, obviously, you would never say that. If it was a platform, I know it's tempting, though, Kitty, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah, I think you would talk about, you know, maybe a family vacation that you took, and then you would talk about your community service activities during the summer. If it was not a platform-based pageant, you would include more variety of things. You know, I did this, you know, vacation Bible school event, and then, you know, where I was an assistant teacher, and then I took a family vacation, and I did this and that. So it really is important. It's just like a job interview, Kitty. If you were interviewing for two different jobs, say one's a waitress job and the other one is a sales job at the mall. For the waitress job, you'd want to talk about skills that help you be a great waitress. The ability to know the menu, talk to and take orders from customers, and deliver food promptly. That's what you'd talk about. If you were interviewing for the sales job at the mall, you'd talk about your ability to sell clothes, maybe stock the clothes, because that's often what you start doing, you know, as well as run credit cards and actually be a cashier. So try to think of it that way, Kitty, but you ask a great question, but I do think you do want to tailor your questions. You do still want to be yourself and reflect honestly what you've done, but I think you should tailor your answers based on what that pageant is emphasizing. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for calling in, Kitty, and good luck at your pageant. All right. Well, our next question comes from Victoria, who's on the line, and she has a question about pageant preparation. Victoria, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie. Listen, my daughter wants to compete in a major pageant in March, and I'm wondering how far in advance I should get her started training and preparing for the pageant in order to be a top contestant?
You know, that is a great question, Victoria. And, of course, this is the perfect time to ask that because I can tell you that I'm already receiving appointment requests for the spring pageants. As a matter of fact, as you know, Miss USA is in April, and we're already scheduling people for that pageant. And, in fact, a couple of them have already started. So it is important to bear a couple things in mind. First of all, if this is her first pageant, you want to allow a lot of time for preparation. In other words, it's better if it's a first-time pageant. It's better to allow too much time to too little. One of the mistakes that first-time contestants often make is that they allow too little time, and then they're trying to cram it all in the last 4 weeks, which is almost impossible. So one of the things that you want to consider is what is her level of pageant experience from a how many pageants have I competed in perspective. The next thing that you want to consider is what has been her level of success so far at a pageant. In other words, if she's already routinely placing in the top five, then, you know, she probably needs, you know, 4 to 6 weeks of pageant preparation. If she's not ever placed in the top 15, top 10, or top 5, then you probably want to allow more of 3 to 4 months. Generally speaking, assuming you have no fitness issues that you're working on, generally speaking, I think 3 to 4 months is a great time frame to think about competing. You know, it's interesting that you asked this, Victoria, because this morning before the show, I went onto my calendar and checked my appointments, and I realized that I already have people scheduling appointments that are competing over Easter weekend. And I was like, whoa, there they are. And I can tell you that these are elite contestants who are preparing to place or win at their pageant. So allowing enough time to prepare so that you've really developed that skill set is really important. So I say for your daughter, who's I'm sure looking forward to a fabulous Thanksgiving and Christmas, I would say that right after Christmas is probably a great place to start. Of course, if she's working on her fitness level, if you're losing a lot of weight, if you're really trying to tone up, generally speaking, 5 to 6 months before your pageant is a great time to start. Does that help, Victoria?
It does, Valerie. Thank you so much for your awesome answers.
Thanks so much for calling in. And we wish you well getting ready and for your daughter at her pageant. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, our next question is an email question, and it comes from Alexis in California. She says, my daughter has done some competing before in smaller pageants and won or placed every time. Now she's getting ready to compete in a larger pageant. Does she really need a pageant coach, or can I just keep coaching her? Well, Alexis, the answer depends a little bit on the age of your daughter, and I'm so sorry that you did not mention it, but let me just try to give you a general answer. Generally speaking, for girls who are competing under the age of 13, their mothers can often effectively coach them because they're not really into that teenage thing yet where, you know, mother is stupid and doesn't know anything. You know how that goes, Alexis. So generally speaking, under 13, you're probably still going to be able to coach her. Over 13 is where we start seeing the girls who are setting their sights on the big titles, Miss America, Miss USA, International, Galaxy. But that's when they start to need a professional pageant coach, National American Miss, American Co-ed, I forgot to mention as well as the United States pageants. So I think that if she's over 13, you might want to think about getting a coach. You also need to determine the pageants that she's competed in previously. Does the skill set directly transfer to the pageant she's now competing in? For example, the National American Miss pageant is a great pageant. It's the largest pageant system for that genre and age in the United States. It's a great pageant system. But if you're moving from that interview style to your Miss America's Outstanding Teen, the interview is completely different. And so, yes, some of those skill sets, your onstage modeling is going to transfer, your other skill sets are going to transfer, but the interview skills aren't. So she's basically kind of starting from scratch on transferring her National American Miss or American Co-ed interview to her Miss America's Outstanding Teen interview. So you need to really take some time to analyze the skill set. Is it a direct match? Is it slightly different? And then make sure that you find a coach who really can understand the difference of the skill set that she's been competing in and the new skill set that she'll be required to be successful at her next pageant. And I think that that will help Alexis with your daughter's coaching. Well, thanks so much for everyone who's emailed and called in their coaching questions. That's already it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. On our next live show, which will be December 9th, I'll be talking with Susie Castillo about her successful transition from Miss USA 2003 to an amazing career in the entertainment industry. I think it's going to be a fun and interesting show. Don't forget to check out my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. And remember to sign up for my free newsletter at www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, which is full of tips and techniques to help you become an elite contestant. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We appreciate you sharing time with us, and make this week a pageant fab week. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Get out your calendar right now and circle January 23rd and 24th of 2009. Why? Because that's when the Atwell Group will present the next True Beauty Workshop in Las Vegas at the fabulous Monte Carlo Resort and Casino. Last year's popular event was packed with essential information to help you be a top contestant at your next pageant competition, and this year's workshop will be even bigger and better than last year. This is your chance to take advantage of having the pageant industry's top experts in one place at the same time. You'll learn how to create a winning wardrobe, ace your pageant interview, and work the pageant runway like a pro. Their experts will help you find your true beauty and bring your best self forward. Last year's workshop participants raved about the True Beauty Workshop and the impact it had on their pageant skills. So mark your calendar for January 23rd and 24th of 2009 and stay tuned to Pageant Talk Radio for more information about the next True Beauty Workshop.
Ladies, here's your chance to be a part of the best pageant to compete in. The American Queen Pageant was named the best pageant to compete in for the second year in a row. We're already accepting applications for 2009. In fact, the first state American Queen Pageant will take place in January, so don't delay. The American Queen Pageant has been featured on national TV shows, including MTV, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, and more. This is the pageant that people are talking about. We're the pageant with a mission, and that mission is the prevention of domestic violence through early education. Don't miss out. Just visit AmericanQueenPageant.net or email us today at info@AmericanQueenPageant.net. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You can become an American Queen and make a difference in the fight against domestic violence through the nonprofit organization, the Dash Foundation. Visit AmericanQueenPageant.net today.